So middle of Hilchos Shabbos, middle of Sim Reish Ayin Aleph, on page Mem Zayin Mem Aleph, regarding the halachas of Kiddush on wine, Siv Vav. It says, Mechabim, Gomer Sudasai. Someone finished his meal, the Kiddush Hayoim, and it became Shabbos Koidim Shabir Birzimazin before he benched. So he started Friday afternoon, and then before he benched, it's already Shabbos. So Mevarch Birzimazin like Kais Rishon. So first you bench on the first cup, and then you make kiddush al kli sheni on a second cup of wine. Now you have to mention Shabbos in the berachas hamazon. Even though you mentioned before kiddush, because it's already Shabbos. Hagos says Rabbi Yeshem. Some say no, the inner maskir shal Shabbos. You don't mention Shabbos. You don't say it say in benching. There's lean, but it's chilas. So you go based on the beginning of the meal. That's the primary question. Regarding meinam ayira, we go based on the beginning of the suda. And the Yeshma Chalik is there's a disagreement in Yitim, Mikoshal, Birchas Hamazon, Mikoshal, Mikadosh. Should you drink from the cup of Birchas Hamazon before you make Kiddush? It's already Shabbos. Gam, and Tzarech Lechom, Atacha, Kiddush. Also, you have to eat a little bit now that after Kiddush, Yeshay Kiddush, Mokim, Suda, so that the Kiddush should be Mokim, the Suda. Says Mechaba further. It says, Vyesham, some say, the Abig Masu Dasai, that even by the end of his meal, Ein Mavarach Birchas Hamazon Tchila, actually does not bench first. Leperchas Mapo, what he does is that he spreads out a cloth, and Mekadosh makes Kiddush. Mevarach HaMaitzi makes HaMaitzi, Vayuch HaMari eats a little bit, V'achya Mevarach Birchas Hamazon, and then he benches. Hagor says the Mavah HaChinog, and that's the custom, Lohitzi es, as we continue to make base, Navshay to remove oneself, and pluk the Svar Rishayna, from the disagreement of the first opinion. It says Mishabru, Sivkatan, Chav Zayin. So he said, Im Gomer Sudasa, if someone finished his meal, and it became Shabbos before he benched. He says, "Amir is talking about gamkin. Also, should not lo yodav l'mayim achrayim. He already washed his hands with l'mayim achrayim. The claim is she is a berachas hamazon, but it's before he started benching. Rosh hakiddush lovayim. He says, oh, it's already after this man. B'zeh really regarding this, the mechaber holds the tchilu mevarach berachas hamazon al kaisvish. And at first, you're going to bench on the first cup. Why the bekimish should not lo yodav? He already washed l'mayim achrayim. So you have to bench right away. L'mayim shekzav nesim kofayin tes, which the Sharetzin Islam Gimel says. This is from Magid Ram to the Shabbos. Even though Magid Ram writes." Only b'derech efsher, but this is how they explain this first opinion. It says Mishmur Avim Loi Not Liyot, but if you didn't wash my machreinim, gam adi rishonis really. Then the first opinion also holds the paris ma'apim mekadosh mekun. Like we said the prior day, this is this year Purim when it's Friday. People are eating the suda. You just cover with a cloth. You make kiddush. B'lei baruch by piragav meitzik kiddush. Don't make by piragav. And the mishal siyam mekayde mem to suda. Be ready to drink wine from beforehand in the middle of the meal. But kadam b'sivdal, like we said in sivdal.
Actually, the Shartin Islamic Gimel, actually, the Lama Dalit is where he says this next point about that the Magid Ram writes this, even though he writes it, B'derech Efshar. I mean, Shartin Lama Gimel, when he was saying that it's talking about where he also washed Mayim Achreinim, that's Magid Ram and other Achreinim. And then the Gaon also writes, like the first Svar and Siv Dal, that it's also possible that he holds like the Magid Ram. And Pin the Rev is Dafka when you washed already Mayim Achreinim. And the Vilna Gaon is Nachas to explain. On the pin of the Yeshem, that's the pin of the Rush, because according to him, in all situations, you have to make a mighty, even if he didn't wash his hands. But Akumon, that was Sharatzion Islamic Gimel. Continues the Mishabri says, even if someone said, Rabbi, like, let's go bench, then also you would first make Kiddush, because you didn't wash my Mechaim yet. But then you have to make a bar when you're making kiddush. You already said let's go bench. That we said that that's already considered hezradas, and you would require another bracha. So the Mechaber said, okay, if you finish your suda, you made kiddush, meaning it's already Shabbos before Berachas Hamazon. So you make Berachas Hamazon in the first cup, and then you say the kiddush hayayim. On a second cup. But don't say both of them on the same cup, because says the Gemara, you don't make mitzvah into bundles, each one has to be individually. Continues the Mechaber, and he says, you have to recall, Sabkon Chavtes, Shal Shabbos, you mention Shabbos in Birchas Hamazon, even though you're benching before Kiddush. Because as in Basahash, the Mechaber holds you go based on what's right now. Keeping the Shal Shabbos when you're benching, it's ready Shabbos. Because it's obvious, according to everyone, if you did not mention that of Shabbos, in the Chaz, you would not have to go back. Sharatzin Islam, he brings, says, look at Prima Gadim, which is Dirshu 40 brings that he writes, that the reason why you don't go back, if you forget, and you don't mention Shabbos in Birchas Hamazon, because the sin of Machlis Baisim, if you have to mention Shabbos, you don't go back, because Savik Brachs Lahakal. Says the Sharatzin, according to me, says, clear, that's not Shaykh over here, the reason that you have to go back, because it's not enough without eating bread. Which generally the Svar, why? Sivkat Lamed. And Ramah said, some say that no, you don't mention that of Shabbos, because Sipkan Lamed, you go Basat Chilas Suda based on the beginning of the meal, Shabbos Manchal, which was during Friday, which was during the weekday. Now, because of Dafka, this is all talking about specifically Kishloyo Ochem Meshach HaShechem Umim. If you didn't eat anything when there's already nighttime, Amlochem Adka Meshach HaShechem, if you ate it a little bit also when it was dark, Lukul Emetzok Laskash Shabbos, then said the Magid Ram and other Rechim, then according to everyone, you would have to mention that of Shabbos, even though you started when it was weekday. Sipkan Lamed Aleph. And says Ramon, that's the Iker, like we explained already at the end of Simchot Pechas. And then it says, the Machlekes, Sifkot Laman Aleph, Im Yitoim, if you would have to taste from the Kaisa Bechas Mazen, if you would taste from the Kaisa Bechas Mazen before you make Kiddush. Because the is this real who some hold Mavarch Beper Goffin, yeah, you make Beper Goffin, but then you take it and you taste from it right away. Like every cup of benching, but a Chashab Tem Koidim Kiddush, not considered tasting something before Kiddush, from that Kaishak Lasudish Koidim Chabis Kiddush, because the cup is belongs to a meal which you were allowed to have before you had the obligation of Kiddush. Umamela, and therefore, Shuv in the Tokla Barkla did who by Pira Goffin or Kaishan Nishal Kiddush. You wouldn't, once you're drinking that, you wouldn't make a new by Pira Goffin on the second cup of Kiddush, Rak Bechazachaka Shekiddush on Levan. Only Brach of the Shabbos, of Kiddush on that of Shabbos. This is really not, however, there are those who will change any time, and you don't taste from it, from the Aslakim Kaim Kiddush, and I'll taste before Kiddush. Umamela, and therefore, in the Yochla Barkla by Pira Goffin, you cannot make a by Pira Goffin, and Brach Tchil by Pira Goffin on Kaishal Kiddush. Rather, first you'll make a by Pira Goffin on the Kaisar Kiddush, because you obviously can't make a by Pira Goffin, cannot drink it. So you rather make the Bar Goffin on the cup of Kiddush, and you make Kiddush, which is in you drink it. Then you drink that cup from benching without making a bracha because you already made the bracha by Bar Goffin on Kiddush. Sivkal Amad Beis. Also, as a machlekes, if you need to be lechel ma'at to eat a little bit after the Kiddush, so that should be Kiddush Magum Suda. Because the Yeshem, some say, Kim Shalach Betchila, since you already ate first, have a Kiddush Magum Suda. Like the Kiddush coming at the end, but you already had a suda, but you don't have to eat anymore. Some say, no, the inner nechshel makom suda, that's not considered as a place of a meal. That was during the week. And now on Shabbos, you have to eat at least a little bit. Mechaber continued, and he said, some say, that also by the end of his meal, you don't have to make berachas mazon first. Rather, you don't do like what we said. You put out a cloth, you make kiddush, you make a maitzi, you eat a little bit, and then you bench. Srilu, they hold al karcha itzach lechem yarach kiddush. That yeah, because by default you have to eat a little bit after kiddush. Kiddush initial makom suda should be considered the place of a meal because the suda shalchem tchilah the meal that he ate first inim elis that doesn't help but there's a canal like we mentioned before. But given al karcha itzach lechem, somebody dimple he has to eat. So birchas mazon ben tam lomli. Why would I bench in between? But then and rather the halacha is command mekadosh ben tzudas. When someone makes kiddush meal bas meal and this kolab sibdal, you send sibdash. But it's not mekadosh. You spread the cloth and make kiddush. Sibkad lamad dalad. So rather. We said you spread the cloth, you make kaddish, you make kiddish, you make hamaitzi, you make hamaitzi, and you eat a little bit. And loy domi, this is not comparable to el besiv dal di yesham sabzi the inner circle of baruch hamaitzi. You don't have to make an hamaitzi. The chashan here is different. Why? The ma'ish not liyudam ma'amachrim canal because like we mentioned before, it's talking about we already washed hasan for ma'amachrim. Ukran the stalkel gamer bezel ukul amachilushain. And according to everyone, you already were removed from me first eating because el besim kovayin tes of alf. When times for this reason, gam by brakov and circle of baruch al kish al kiddush. Therefore, you would also have to make a new by brakov on the cup of kiddush. Bein yitzu brachas by brakov. You're not fulfilled with the bracha by brakov shabech al yain that you made on the wine shoshos metchil b'teichasud that you drank beforehand in the middle of your first meal. And if he did not wash his hands, then didn't come out of the like the Allah was in Sevdal, said Achrainim. And yeah, maybe you would not have to make a new Amaitzi. Siv cotton, lamed hay. And so you make Amaitzi, but oich ma'at, and you eat a little bit. Haini kezais al-kabam, that's at least like the size of an olive. Kadeshay nechav makam suda, says Bimagodim, so that should be considered in the place of a meal, which Sharatina Islam Gimel brings, says, and regarding that. He should be yitzu with this, the shear of Suda Shabbos. Sound like it's some reach to the Aleph Sif Alf, that then it would need to be the shear of Gebeya, which Dershu 42 brings. I mean, that's that little bit more than the Beya, as he explains within the opinion of the Magen Rama over there, because the shear of Gebeya, Mamish, is still included in the Achilles Arai. And he adds over there that according to El Rabbi, yitzu chiv Suda Shabbos, even by Kizayas, and he concludes with the Lekatrila, one should be, it is appropriate to be stringent if possible. Siv Cotton, Lamed Vav, Ramah said, and that's the minig, like this Vyash Aymim. And the reason is, lights is not for Shabbat to remove oneself from the machlekes of the first logic. Kind of that is the miyasik they were showing, because if you do like the first opinion, you will be because you're going to fall into doubts. In lahaskel shabbos, you mention shabbos, you meet mekayis berachas mazon, And if you taste from the cup of Berachas Hamazon, tzarich lach lach kiddush, you have to eat after the kiddush. Now, even though the way you're doing like the yesh, you're not fulfilling the opinion of the first opinion, this real law, because that opinion holds the tzarich lach lach Berachas Hamazon, you have to bench right away. Hadif, it's still better to do this than miyazik the yerushan, because if you do like the first opinion, yesh chashash, bracha shein tzarich l'dashnea, that according to the second opinion, you'd be doing a bracha of bench that's unnecessary. Shein tzarich lach Berachas Hamazon, Jepam said, you have to bench two times, and therefore it's better to do like the second opinion. Some of the dirshus, dirshu, /39. That we said you go based on what it's. There is an opinion that you go based on what's right now. Now, even though regarding a meal that. The beginning was on Shabbos, and it continues until after Shabbos. Shulchan Aruch wrote in Simchat Peches that you mentioned Shabbos and Berachas Hamazon, like the Rama brings later on, a proof to those who will disagree. The Magen Ram writes, the Mechaber wasn't sure if the halacha is like the opinion to hold that you go after the time of the bracha, or like the opinion to hold that you go after the beginning of the meal. So a different pasuk is l'chumah that in each situation you should mention that of Shabbos. Dershah 41, Mishpura said that since you already ate before, and so it's considered Kiddush Mokum Suda, then you don't have to eat anymore after this Kiddush that you're doing now that it's Shabbos after your meal you ate on Friday late afternoon. So Dershah 41 brings that reason, but this the Machzor Shekel writes that since the halacha of Kiddush Mokum Suda was learned on the Pasuk V'Kras L'Shabbos Einig, so Chazal Darshan, in the place of Einig, which is a Suda, that's where the Kriya of Kiddush should be. So therefore, even the weekday Suda that you ate, but it's in the place of the Kiddush, is a Suda of Einig, and therefore it's effective regarding Kiddush Mokum Suda. They adds on over there that regarding the counting of three Sudas on Shabbos, most definitely, obviously, that Achila would not be included, but at least you would be having your Kiddush B'Mokum Suda.